The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Couple of new and interesting things going on around the region. Legopalooza is back. Moorhead Planetarium's popular Legopalooza is set for January 26th and 27th. And this time, organizers are doing things a little differently. Instead of a drop-in event where you can go to see the massive Lego scenes at any time, this year, tickets will be required to attend. The tickets will be sold based on a scheduled time. Admission will be $3 per person for each 45-minute slot. Discounts are available when you purchase more than two admission tickets in a single transaction. The discounts would make it $10 for a family of four to attend the event. The event, organized by the North Carolina Lego Users Group, runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. January 26th and 11 to 5 on January 27th. Aretha Franklin is going to be honored with a tribute show. The Queen of Soul will get a royal tribute from Alicia Keys, Patti LaBelle, Kelly Clarkson, and more next month. The Recording Academy and music mogul Clive Davis will put on the special concert, Aretha, a Grammy celebration for the Queen of Soul. It takes place at Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles. The event will be broadcast later in 2019 on the CBS network. Yolanda Adams, Shirley Caesar, Celine Dion, John Legend, SZA, and Janelle Monáe will also perform some of Franklin's biggest hits at the concert. Filmmaker and actor Tyler Perry will host the event. Franklin died of pancreatic cancer in August. She was 76. A three-day music festival is going to be held in August of this year at the original Woodstock concert site to mark the 50th anniversary of the historic event. The Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, a concert venue built on the original Woodstock site, announced that it will host the Golden Anniversary event August 16th through the 18th. The center says performers will include prominent and emerging artists spanning multiple genres and decades. The venue says talks by leading futurists and retro tech experts will also be featured. Beth Wood says the names of performers and speakers will be announced soon. The Woodstock Music and Arts Fair, held August 15th through the 17th in 1969, drew more than 400,000 people to the farm site in the Sullivan County town of Bethel, 85 miles northwest of New York City. Pullen Park train is out of commission for a while. This information was gleaned from WRAL.com. If you're thinking about an excursion to ride the train at Pullen Park, think again. The popular ride is closed through early March. Crews are doing annual routine maintenance to both the train and the track. But you can still go for a ride at Pullen. Both the park's carousel and kiddie boats are open for business. Tickets are $1.50. Now, if your family really enjoys trains, you might want to consider heading downtown to the Raleigh Union Station, where you can see really big trains. The new train station opened in downtown Raleigh's Warehouse District on West Martin Street back in mid-July. The new station is much bigger than the previous one on Cabarrus Street a few blocks away. Visitors will find a much larger waiting room and eventually shops and restaurants. At the moment, just a coffee and snack kiosk is open. But for kids, the thrills are on the outside of the building on observation decks designed to provide an easy view of trains' comings and goings. The main observation deck overlooks the new station's boarding platform, and can be found at the front of the train station. You can get up to it by a ramp or stairs. You'll want to time your trip to the station when trains are actually scheduled to pull in. At 10 a.m. Caught both the Carolinian, which travels from Charlotte to New York, and the Piedmont, which travels from Raleigh to Charlotte. NC by Train's website has the Raleigh schedule, so you can time your visit just right. There's just a little bit of parking right next to the station, but you'll find plenty of parking nearby in parking decks and on the street, and you'll find bathrooms inside the station. Again, Raleigh's Union Station is located at 510 West Martin Street in downtown Raleigh. All right, moving on, we've got the schedule coming up in Good Night's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. January 10th through the 12th, it's Tony Hinchcliffe. Sharp tongue and quick-witted, Tony is a veteran of the L.A. stand-up scene and a longtime consultant and writer for Comedy Central's Roast series. Hinchcliffe is also the host of the weekly Kill Tony podcast on the immensely popular Death Squad network. January 13th at Good Night's, Shuler King. He's the South Carolina stand-up comedian and funeral director. Shuler knew he was destined to be an entertainer at an early age. Comedy may be his passion, but he doesn't want to let his chosen profession affect his family's funeral business, so he works there when he's not touring. January 16 and 17, it's Caleb Sinan. Caleb is one of the hottest young comics in the country. His unique background as a preacher's kid from a small southern town gives him the ability to relate to any and every crowd, even though he's a big old millennial living in L.A. January 18th through the 20th, Bill Bellamy. Bill first gained national notoriety on Def Comedy Jam and is credited with coining the phrase booty call. His film credits include How to Be a Player, The Brothers, and Any Given Sunday. January 23rd, it's the Hodge Twins. For years, you have watched them on their various YouTube channels and laughed until your stomachs were in knots. If you thought they were funny online, just wait until you see them in the flesh. January 24th through the 26th is Chad Daniels. Though he often flies under the radar, Chad has carved out a rather nice niche for himself with his acerbic yet sweet take on comedy. January 30th, Brent Blakeney. Brent is a Raleigh comedian and has been practicing his craft since 2011. Hard work and dedication have paid off in the form of opportunities to work with names such as Brian Regan, Bill Burr, Elisa Schlesinger, and Bruce. Then January 31st through February 2nd, T.J. Miller. T.J.'s background ranges from classically trained acting to sketch comedy and improv, and it all comes through in his stand-up. He's hilarious and smart, and Variety has named him 10 comics to watch. Also coming up in February at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Christina Hutchinson and Corrine Fisher, Mark Nomad, and Chris Titus. Special note, all shows are 18-plus, unless noted. Then at the new club in the area, Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary, Thursday through Sunday, January 10th through the 13th, Mo Amer. Mo is an Arab-American stand-up comedian and writer of Palestinian descent, known for his iconic work with the comedy troupe Allah Made Me Funny. January 18th through the 20th, Chris Kattan and Friends. Chris is best known as one of the longest-serving cast members on NBC's Saturday Night Live. January 24th through the 27th, Harlan Williams. Comedian and actor, Harlan is known the world over for his hilarious movie roles and outlandish stand-up and sketch comedy routines. From his unforgettable roles in films such as Dumb and Dumber, Something About Mary, Half-Baked, Rocket Man, Sorority Boys, Down Periscope, and so many more. February 1st and 2nd, it's Arsenio Hall. If you ask different people where they first saw Arsenio, you'd probably get a number of different answers, but it was the success of his Emmy Award-winning late-night talk show, The Arsenio Hall Show, that made him a household name. February 8th through the 10th, it's Gilbert Gottfried. February 14th, Andrew Schultz. February 16 and 17, Rita Rudner. That's the lineup at Raleigh Improv in Cary. Okay, checking out things going on at PNC Arena. The 19th of January, that's a Saturday, Trevor Noah, Loud and Clear Tour 2019. Sunday, January 27th, it's Cher, Here We Go Again Tour 2019. Monday, January 28th, Metallica, World Wired Tour. February 7th through the 10th, Corteo by Cirque du Soleil. February 23rd, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. March 9th and 10th, it's Monster Jam. March 12th, Elton John, the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. March 15th, Mike Epps, Funny as Ish Comedy Tour. March 17th, Mumford & Sons, the Delta Tour. March 22nd, Winter Jam 2019, Tour 360. And March 29th, Millennium Tour 2019. This is a limited engagement tour from multi-platinum R&B group B2K, along with R&B crooner Mario. Also scheduled to perform Pretty Ricky, Lloyd, Ying Yang Twins, Gingy, and Bobby V. All right, let's move on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Friday, January 11th, it's George Lopez, the Wall World Tour. George's multifaceted career encompasses television, film, stand-up comedy, and late-night television. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 11 and 12, Mozart and Shostakovich, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, January 12, Joe Newberry's Heroes and Friends. This is presented by Pinecone. Newberry is a Missouri native and North Carolina transplant who has played music most of his life. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Saturday, January 12th as well, the Love Again Tour. The smooth sound of the Love Again Tour live in concert making their way to Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 8. Friday and Saturday, January 18 and 19, the Music of Billy Joel. This is North Carolina Symphony Pop Series at Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Sunday, January 20th, it's Bill Engvall. Bill is a Grammy-nominated, multi-platinum-selling recording artist and one of the top comedians in the country. His concert is at Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Thursday, January 24th, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. This is Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. The only drawback to a postmodern jukebox concert is that, like all good things, it must come to an end. Not to worry, though, Postmodern Jukebox has become a traveling band of throwback minstrels, so by the time your high has worn off from one show, it'll be time to start getting excited for their next. Friday and Saturday, January 25 and 26, The Firebird, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Stravinsky made his name with the opulent, dazzling score to The Firebird, based on the legend of a prince and a magical creature who break an evil spell. Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Friday through Sunday, January 25th through the 27th, it's Carmen, North Carolina Opera. The alluring gypsy Carmen can have any man she wants, and today she wants the Army Corporal Don Jose. But when she leaves him for a dashing bullfighter, the soldier's obsessive attraction proves fatal. You'll recognize all the melodies because every song is a hit. From the smoky habanera to the seductive sequidilla, I hope, to the rousing toreador song. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, January 26, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Phil Wiggins Blues House Party. This is presented by Pinecone, the Blues of the Piedmont. The hilly region stretching from Georgia to the Chesapeake is one of the oldest forms of the blues. Draws heavily on earlier fiddle and banjo string band music that served as a staple at country parties, hoedowns, and square dances. While country blues began as dance music, it is today most often heard in concert settings. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Then January 31st through February 17th, Love in the Times of the Day. And this is Carolina Ballet. Robert Weiss presents a new ballet based on paintings by Czech artist Alphonse Mocha. Weiss came across the series of paintings while visiting an art gallery in Prague and was inspired to bring them to life through ballet. A ballet for lovers just in time for Valentine's Day. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater, again, January 31st through February 17th. All right, time is running out for a visit to the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. It continues through January 23rd at Booth Amphitheater in Cary. Of course, it's almost become a holiday tradition now. Once again, it's being transformed into a magnificent setting when the festival returns this holiday season for a fourth year, the spectacular Chinese dragon will reign supreme on Symphony Lake. Closed Mondays except for the 24th and 31st, which are already gone. A farewell tour for Madea, headed to Durham and Fayetteville. Actor, writer, producer Tyler Perry is saying farewell to one of his most beloved characters, Maybelle Madea Simmons. Perry announced that he planned a farewell stage tour and film. The Madea Farewell Play will stop at Durham Performing Arts Center April 3rd through May 2nd and at Fayetteville's Crown Coliseum May 3rd. The film version, dubbed Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, is expected to be released March 1st. It is the 10th in the Madea film series. A joyous family reunion becomes a hilarious nightmare as Madea and the crew travel to Backwoods, Georgia, where they find themselves unexpectedly planning a funeral that might unveil unsavory family secrets. The film's description reads on IMDb.com. The New York Times bestselling author has played Madea for some 20 years. All right, Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Coming up Friday, January 11th, Gregory Alan Isakov, Evening Machines. Many musicians have day jobs to make ends meet. However, few artists maintain the lifestyle kept by Isakov. The Colorado-based indie folk artist is a full-time farmer who sells vegetable seeds and grows various market crops on his three-acre farm while also tending to a thriving musical career. Sunday, January 13th, the three Viennese masters in an ode to classicism. This presents a father of the symphony at his peak, the colossus at the beginning of his epic journey, and the genius who made it all seem so easy, Haydn, Beethoven, and Mozart. How much would you love to have lived in the 18th century Vienna? That concert starts at 3 o'clock Sunday, January 13th. Thursday, January 17th, it's Miracle on the Hudson. Believe it or not, 10-year anniversary since that plane dropped into the Hudson River, called the Miracle on the Hudson. Sunday, January 27th, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. The group was founded in the early 1960s by Joseph Shabalala, a teenage farm boy living just outside the small town of Ladysmith, halfway between Johannesburg and Durban. Joseph added to his group's name the word black in reference to the black oxen, one of the strangest of all farm animals. Mambazo is the Zulu word for chopping axe, a symbol of the group's vocal ability to clear the path to success. Saturday, February 3rd at Carolina Theater, the ICCA quarterfinals. This is the only international tournament that showcases the art of student a cappella singing. The program, the Varsity Vocals International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella, is dedicated to providing top-notch collegiate a cappella groups with valuable feedback from highly qualified judges. This starts at 7. Excuse me. Thursday, February 7th, it's Bert Kreischer Body Shots Tour. There are two shows, one at 7, the other at 9:30. All right, let's move on to Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, and the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or, of course, you can contact Ticketmaster. All right, through Sunday, January 13th, Fiddler on the Roof, an entirely fresh, funny, and gorgeous new production, that from New York Magazine. A wonderful cast and a lavish orchestra tell this heartwarming story of fathers and daughters, husbands and wives, and the timeless traditions that define faith and family. Saturday, January 19th, Live from Here with Chris Thiele. Come be a part of live radio being made. Live from Here with Chris Thiele is a Saturday night destination for radio audiences everywhere. Of course, it was formerly a Prairie Home Companion. Tuesday, January 22nd through Sunday, January 27th, Miss Saigon. Of course, this is the musical story of a young Vietnamese woman named Kim who is orphaned by war and forced to work in a bar run by a notorious character known as the Engineer. There she meets and falls in love with an American GI named Chris, but they are torn apart by the fall of Saigon. For 3 years, Kim goes on an epic journey of survival to find her way back to Chris, who has no idea that he's fathered a son. Wednesday, January 30th at DPAC, Russell Peters, Deported World Tour. Peters is a Canadian stand-up comedian and actor. He began performing in Toronto in 1989 and won a Gemini Award in 2008. In 1992, Peters met American comedian George Carlin, one of his biggest influences, who advised him to get on stage whenever and wherever possible. Peters said he took that advice to heart, and I think that's the reason I am where I am now, according to Peters. Thursday, January 31st, it's Toni Braxton, As Long As I Live Tour. The distinctive sultry vocals of 7-time Grammy Award-winning recording artist Braxton, who is a singer, songwriter, record producer, actress, and philanthropist, been celebrated internationally ever since she was first introduced to the world by Babyface and L.A. Reid in 1992. Friday, February 1st, Mandolin Orange. North Carolina-based singer-songwriter Andrew Marlin and multi-instrumentalist Emily Franz as Mandolin Orange released their newest music, Tides of a Teardrop, the day of this concert. The music finds Mandel and Orange exploring the intimate grief at the frayed edges of their songwriting and confronting loss head-on, facing down the depths of despair and emerging with something renewed and redemptive. It's a progressive personal statement from one of roots music's most thoughtful young groups. Saturday, February 2nd at DPAC, a conversation with Bob Woodward. Woodward's fear, Trump in the White House, is the most detailed and penetrating portrait of a sitting president in the first year of an administration. The book Fear sold more than 1.1 million copies in its first week in the U.S., breaking the 94-year first-week sales record of its publisher, Simon & Schuster. Woodward will provide an inside look into the Trump presidency. The extraordinary interest in Woodward's fear is fueled by people's hunger to truly understand what is going on in Washington. Monday, February 4th, the Simon & Garfunkel story. The immersive concert-style theater show chronicles the amazing journey shared by the folk rock duo Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. It tells the story from their humble beginnings as Tom and Jerry to their incredible success as one of the best-selling music groups of the 60s to their dramatic split in 1970. It culminates with the famous The Concert in Central Park reunion in 1981 with more than a half million fans in attendance. Friday, February 8th at DPAC, it's an evening of entertainment. In partnership with the Durham Public Schools Scholarship Foundation, DPS presents their Spectacle Music Showcase, an evening of entertainment. This features 500 talented choral and dance students while generating college scholarships for Durham Public School seniors. And Saturday, February 9th is Disney De Capella, Disney Music Group's new a cappella group featuring seven world-class artists. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about the program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.